The opinions of the Mixed Babble podcast is the opinions of the hosts and the guests alone. We are not medical professionals. If you need medical advice, please speak with your doctor or a medical professional for guidance and treatment. Listener's discretion is advised. Explicit language and topics may be covered and used. Thank you. Hi guys, welcome to Mixed Babble. My name is Joni Brown. I am in the middle of the end of the world. What are you guys up to? Everything from the day-to-day bullshit, positive quotes that inspire me, books that I'm currently into, music that I'm obsessed with, or just whatever comes to mind. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Mixed Babble. I'm your host, Joni Brown, and I know it's been a little bit of time, just a little bit, since I last spoke, since you came to listen. I missed a week and I wanted to get back on here. I felt naked not doing that episode, and I don't know, it was a little weird, especially since I'd been doing it every weekend. Skipping a week felt very odd, but I think I needed a little bit of a break. I didn't want to take too long of a break because, as I said before, knowing myself, if I fall out of my routine, it's a done deal. I was already kind of getting my groove with everything, and I know if I do not set like a schedule for myself, I'm going to fall off. And then next thing you know, I'm checking in with you and it's like, you know, 2025, which I don't want that. And I would hope you don't want that either. If you're here listening, obviously you're into it. You want to know what's going on. So I appreciate you. If you haven't already, I always tell you guys to like, comment, subscribe, and do all those things. It helps me get rated and, you know, helps other people. If you find it helpful, funny, any of those things, go ahead and share with people that you think may like it, or just share in general and we can see where that goes. But I appreciate you all for doing any of those things. And so now I'm back. Just literally got off of a weekend getaway. I'm actually still in the clothes that I traveled in. So that should tell you, I took my shoes off and then I sat down. I'm like, I'm going to record this real quick. So it's currently Sunday and it's a little different for me because I typically don't record on a Sunday, but we just got back. We were only gone for a few days for my husband's birthday that's coming up. His birthday falls during the week. So I figured we would go away for the weekend, not too far, but it was interesting. It was our first time actually going on a vacation since COVID started. We had traveled to Tennessee back in February, but that was at like the peak of everything. Well, not the peak, I guess the start of everything. So it wasn't even a concern at the time. And shortly after we got back, that's when everything exploded. So this is the first time that we've actually gone anywhere out of town. So that was interesting. I can't say that it was necessarily worth it. I mean, I had a good time. I had a decent time. And I think my husband had a good time. But the restrictions just really took away from the trip. And it bummed me out because I kept thinking about how much money I spent and wasn't really truly able to enjoy myself. Because, I mean, how much fun can you have constantly wearing a mask, especially in the Florida heat? So that wasn't, I know it's necessary, which is why we did it, but it doesn't mean that it didn't suck. But as I always say, you know, wear your masks, obviously. It's necessary. But it still wasn't the greatest time because of it. I mean, it was nice to see a different view, scenery, change your surroundings. But for the money that you spend to try to have a good time, I don't think personally it's worth it. I would have probably been better off, you know, decorating our house and getting a cake. But I mean, it is what it is. We got out, so it wasn't a complete bust, but it's a little hot to be wearing a mask. At one point, I'm like, am I going to end up with like a weird tan line being in the sun with this mask on? And where we were, they were very strict to the point where my husband had, I don't even know what you call them. It's the scarf. It's not a scarf. It looks like a scarf, but that you can pull up. Think of like what skiers wear or like what people put over like half of the bottom half of their face, like nose down. I really don't even know what they're called, but I know like people that do lawn care sometimes wear that as well. So anyway, that's the type he had. And when we got to one of the locations that we went on vacation, he was told that that didn't meet the requirements of like a face covering, even though it covered his face. It covered more than half of his face, but they, you know, made us buy a mask from a vending machine, which he was even saying felt less restrictive than what he was already wearing. So he was like, so this is supposed to be better than what I had over my face. But that's what they required. And it was only $2 to purchase one of the disposable masks. But the rule just seemed very silly because he was covered and he's worn that this entire pandemic. Now, with that being said, I don't know if he was wearing that when he got COVID. So maybe they're on to something. I'll give them the benefit of that, the doubt there. So I really don't know. So, you know, that's what they said. And so we changed it and then we were compliant, but I don't know it. And my thing is like, what if we didn't have $2 to buy a new mask cash? Cause we don't typically travel with cash. So that was our weekend. It wasn't the worst, but considering the circumstances, it wasn't the greatest either. So where am I with the fertility stuff? I started taking progesterone about a week ago. And my experiences with that, if anyone's interested in getting the update on that, the first night that I actually took it, it was a very trippy experience, which I was not expecting. I took it and oddly enough, I felt like I was a little drunk and a little high, like combined. I took it and I was sitting on the couch watching TV. And at first I didn't feel anything because you're supposed to take it at nighttime before you go to sleep. So I was in for the night, wasn't planning on going anywhere, wasn't planning on driving. And so I took it and I was sitting on the couch and I was watching Netflix and it took about an hour for it to actually kick in, which I wasn't expecting anything to kick in. I just thought I took it and then that was that. So I'm sitting on the couch watching TV. I took the pill at about 9:30 p.m., 9:45 p.m. because that's typically around the time I take it. And because I figure by the time anything, you know, quote unquote, kicks in, I'll be ready to go to actually sleep. So I took it and I'm watching TV and all of a sudden it wasn't a spinning room type of scenario, but it definitely had a something's off. Think about like when you've had like two good sized glasses of wine. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, is this the progesterone that's doing this? Because I hadn't been drinking and I hadn't been on any other medications, only like my vitamins and whatnot. And that was taken in the morning and I've been taking those for months. So I know I'm used to that. So that was the only thing that was a little weird that I had taken that was new. And I was like, yo, like this shit is wild. And so I was like, all right, turning off the TV now, I guess, because I need to get into the bed. And actually, at that point, I hadn't even like started my nighttime routine. So I hadn't taken off my makeup or anything yet when I took the pill because I didn't expect it to like put me on my ass. So I was like, fuck, I still gotta take my makeup off. Like, am I gonna make it to the bathroom to take my makeup off? Like, it was really, really crazy. And the, I think it is 200 milligrams is the dosage that I'm on. So, I, you know, other people, obviously everyone's different, but other people that I know, like, they've taken like 100 milligrams or lower through their doctor. So mine's 200 milligrams. I don't know if that's normal or what, or if it goes by weight, your weight or what. I'm sure that all of that is taken into consideration. So I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. And I remember thinking, I'm like, if this is what progesterone is like, I don't need to like drink ever, because, you know, during this whole thing with trying to get pregnant, I'm not drinking at all and whatnot. And so I was like, well, hell, I don't need a drink, because like this progesterone got me, like I'm good. Which that's another side note, being out of town and, you know, we're trying and all that. It wasn't really fun for me in the sense that I couldn't really drink. I even said to my husband that, look, once we get pregnant, like, you gonna need to give up alcohol to be in solidarity with me, because I'd be damned if I'm the only one giving up shit. And so, you know, he said he's okay with it, but I'll be sure to report back on that to see if he's even keeping up his end of the bargain once we get there. Because, you know, I don't drink a lot. I'm pretty much a social drinker, or if we go out to dinner, I'll drink. But, and I only have like maybe one or two glasses of wine or something along those lines, or like a, you know, mixed drink. But just knowing it's that thing where you know you can't have it, and so you want it even more, which I guess that's just a human flaw that we have. But yeah, so that was really hard all weekend, is not drinking. So that was kind of a downer. But back to the progesterone. So I took it and it made me feel tired, and I felt pretty relaxed. So that was a good effect of it. So I was like, is it going to be like this every night? Am I always going to feel like this every time I take it? Which I typically will take something to help me sleep, like an Advil PM or a Tylenol PM. And so I was, I guess you could say, somewhat happy to know that like I could just take that and that would kind of kill two birds with one stone. But I took it again the next night, because you're supposed to take it once a day, once every night, really. And I took it again the next night and I didn't feel anything. So I was like, was it just the first night? It was just a shock to the system. And then now I'm kind of cruising. And I've taken it every night since for at least a week. And I have not felt that same effect that I did the first night. So that's good, I suppose. But at the same time, I'm like, I could have used that little like nudge to help me sleep. But the bottle, the first night when it kind of like took me aback, I had read the bottle and it did say, you know, do not operate machinery and do not drive and all that. So I'm like, okay, so like it really does do that to some people. It may cause dizziness, you know, the typical warning label. So that was very interesting, because that was not what I was expecting in the least with that. But anyway, so today I am going to be discussing some of the things that I've seen over the weekend. They're going to be probably a little random, because just being out of town and, you know, perusing the internet, I saw some very funny yet interesting topics. And I'm just going to get away from the political stuff right now, because I want you to be able to come here at least once in a while and we can talk about something else other than that shit. And even if we touch on it just a little bit, I don't want it to be the entire episode. I want you guys to come here and laugh, or, you know, think deeply about things, whatever, but something other than politics. Politics, as I said, in sports and all that, just is so depressing to me. But even with that said, guys, make sure you vote, please. It is so necessary right now. We need to fix this country. So anyway, that's it. That's all I got for that. So I was reading this post, and it is from, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, percolately.com. And it's written by Amelia Mavis Chrisnott. And it says, the topic of this post is about a woman sparks drama after inadvertently dressing nicer than the bride at a family wedding. So over this past weekend, I've had family members get married, and I saw a lot of weddings. And you have to remember that, you know, my husband is a DJ, and we have a lot of DJ friends or people in the bridal wedding realm. So a lot of that come up, and a lot of that does come up in my feed, like my Facebook feed, Instagram feed, and all that. So weddings and all that has been heavy this past weekend. A cousin of mine actually just got married yesterday, so it's been heavy all over. So I was thinking about that, and then this crossed my path. So I'm going to read to you what it says. When deciding what to wear to an event, it's best to follow any guidance provided by the organizers. But what if your invitation's dress code doesn't match what people are wearing on the day? A woman found herself on the outs with distant family after she followed the dress code from an invitation at her cousin's wedding. So she turned to the, quote, "Am I the asshole?" subreddit for feedback. So it says, "Am I the asshole for dressing nicer than the bride at my cousin's wedding?" So this is what she goes on to say. "I got invited to my cousin's very small wedding, which was last week. I had never met her before the wedding," which I'm going to jump in here and say, like, I barely want to go to stuff that I know the people. So I guess kudos to her for going to somebody she didn't really even know like that. But, and my thing is, like, why are you even inviting me if I don't know you? You just want presents, but whatever. So back to this. "I had never met her before the wedding, so I knew it was important to make a good impression. I also have deep insecurities about how I look due to being bullied as a child. So I always need to look as nice as possible when I'm going out, even if it's just to get coffee." And I get it, because mood. I'm actually low-key, like, super, like, I know I was complaining about masks, but I am kind of low-key cool with it, in a sense, because I don't feel the need to get as, like, gussied up before I leave the house. Because I'm like, bitch, you ain't even gonna see half of my damn face. So, like, as long as my eyebrows are on fleek and I, like, brush my hair, you don't need to be worried about what else is going on under there. But that's just me. So I've kind of, like, it's a love-hate with the masks. Like, I get it, you know? So anyway. So it says, "I started planning what I would wear immediately. The invite said cocktail attire, and I settled on a T-length dress I had worn to other people's weddings with matching colored chiffon shawl and flats, as well as a real pearl necklace and earrings. I didn't buy anything new for this, just did my best with what I had. I made sure my makeup was decent and didn't clash, and made sure to get my hair cut a week before the wedding so it would look its best as well. Well, I think I was the only one at the wedding that cared how I looked. Most of the 30 guests were in t-shirts, polos, and shorts." Which, if my invitation said cocktail attire or whatever, and that's how these people showed up, I would have been fucking pissed. People, like, if you can't abide by the dress code, I know some people bitch about, like, oh, you know, they're being so picky, they want to, if you don't want to abide by it, don't fucking go. Like, it's literally as easy as that. Just don't fucking go. I'd rather you not come than come and look like hot garbage. So then she goes on to say, and that was just me, my interjection there. She goes on to say, "I was one of two guests wearing a dress. The bridesmaid wore something that looked like it was from Hot Topic." Ooh, child. "The groom wore a tuxedo shirt and black jeans. The bride wore holy hell. Well, that's what they said. The bride wore ... holy hell. The bride wore a custom gothic dress that looked like a purple, red, and looked like a purple, red, and black patchwork dress. I guess I was reading that correctly. Her hair was not brushed, and she did black makeup so heavily that you could barely see her face. Bitch, was this Avril Lavigne back in like 2000? She said, I was shocked. Several people came up to me during the reception to say that I looked nice, but that I was upstaging the bride, which was not my intention. How does that conversation go? Oh my God, you look so nice, but I think you're upstaging the bride. Like, how do you compliment somebody, but then also say that in the same breath? Because, bitch, I'm already here. What do you want me to do? I'm already, like, I'm not going to dress down. And the reason I guess I'm also getting kind of defensive, if you will, is because I've had people say that, not to me at an event, just people have made comments to other people like, you know, she's always dressing up and, you know, act like got her makeup all done and da da da. Like, that's your complaint? That I look too put together? The fuck? People are wild and literally will bitch about anything. So she said the bride herself was quiet the whole night. I tried to try, she says, to get to know her, as that's what she requested, but she wasn't interested. The wedding ended, and on my way home, I got flooded with calls from her mother and new husband that I was a horrible person for dressing like, quote, Grace Kelly, and going out of my way to make the bride feel ugly on her own wedding day. Bitch, that's your own issues, but okay, go off. I just can't go somewhere, especially to what I thought was a formal event, looking less than my best. So it says, overall, Redditors decided that she was not an asshole. So there's some acronyms here that I have no idea what they mean, which is why I'm kind of stuttering. I don't know what OP means, decided the OP. So anyway, that's the end of that. So I agree. I definitely do not think that if you are keeping to what was said, like, is there a dress down cocktail attire? Like, what is that? And no one said, like, come like you were going to the beach. Like, you also have to remember the venue. She didn't mention the venue, but like if you're going to a beach wedding, you still want to look nice. But I've seen brides at a beach wedding in full-on bridal attire. It doesn't mean you're in just like a maxi dress necessarily. So that's a little weird. And I think the issue here is the fact that she didn't know this woman very well prior. And a wedding is definitely not the time to get to know somebody, especially the main people involved in the wedding. Like, that's the time we're going to get to start up a conversation and for the first time. So that was a little weird. So I'm going to say this is very strange. It was very strange from the beginning. I'm shocked that she was invited. I'm shocked that she even went. And man, you like obviously don't know these people. And not to mention, if I didn't really know you before, like I could give two fucks if I ever talk to you again. And that goes for family or friends. But I guess that wouldn't be friends because you guys didn't really know each other. So that's irrelevant. But yeah, I mean, I'm all about, you know, cherishing relationships if they are healthy and all that. But all this other shit, like I can't manage your feelings. I can say that if I am truly sorry and that it was not my intention, but if you're not going to accept that, like, I'm not going to beg you, nor should you have to beg somebody for forgiveness. And it's not like she showed up and just like, whatever. And one of the things that I always say to like Nate, and I think it might have been something that was kind of instilled in me, because there were situations growing up where we were told that, oh, you know, it's casual and, you know, we are from another country. And so our casual is a little different than American casual. And we were fairly new to America. And there were times where we would dress what we thought was okay. And then we would show up and everybody else was dressed a little bit more fancy. And then we felt out of place. So maybe subconsciously it's something that I have still where I feel the need to maybe overdress. Because like I say to my husband all the time, because we, you know, sometimes before you step out, you say like, does this look okay? Do you think it's too much, too little? And we even had that scenario yesterday. I was a little bit more dressed up than Nate because I wasn't sure what the attire was for the restaurant. We were going for his birthday dinner. And he was kind of, he didn't pack too many pieces that were super dressed up. And so I knew standing next to him, I looked more dressed up, which then caused him to look too casual. So I dressed down a little bit and it ended up leveling out. But we say that all the time, that we would much rather be overdressed than underdressed. I don't feel like you stand out as much, the, you know, adverse side of that if you're overdressed. But in this case, if everybody was dressed down, yeah, that's a tough one. But again, at the end of the day, I can't manage other people's emotions and feelings. I can just let you know what my intentions were. And if that was not my intentions and you continue to push the issue and that you don't accept my apology, then it is what it fucking is. Because personally, I'm not one to beg for your friendship, regardless of who you are. So that was it for that. So I thought that was interesting because it was just a lot of wedding shit kept coming up and weddings are hard, man. I know that like for our wedding, there was a lot and our wedding was very unorthodox. It was done at the, courthouse. And so it was very different than what, you know, people are accustomed to. But again, we were paying for it ourselves and we didn't really have a crazy dress code, but we still said, you know, dress halfway decent, dress nice, because pictures, because those last forever. So I don't know. If you're out there and you're planning to get a wedding, it's a whole thing. It's expensive. It's time consuming. You may make friends. You may more than likely lose some. And unfortunately it's just one of those things. It happens all the time. But this week, guys, that's pretty much all I have. I know Nate is going to be coming back on here because there is a topic we do want to discuss and it's going to have, you know, it's going to be more current events type situation. So we're probably going to touch on politics and I know about, I don't know, 10 episodes ago, I mentioned that I was going to have Dr. Joby Akies on. That is still in the works. And just to kind of give you an explanation as to why that hasn't happened yet, not that I forgot, her and I had actually recorded an entire episode. And it was about, this was in the early days of the podcast. And it was about an hour, probably closer to an hour and a half worth of content. And it was a great conversation with her. However, we had recorded via Zoom because we wanted to do the social distancing and all that. And audio was okay. It wasn't great. But then only half of the episode recorded. And we had already spent so much time that day talking and trying to get everything working that I was just like, this is just too much. It's too exhausting. It doesn't feel authentic to then try to, you know, recreate what we had already done. So it never ended up airing. And so it's something that her and I do plan to do again in the future. I had mentioned before that she had written an article and I can't remember the exact URL at this time, but she does have a book that she's written, a children's book, and she has many articles now under her belt. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing discussion because she does talk about, you know, racism and children, and if you can identify, if we feel that children can identify the differences, which is, it kind of goes against what everybody else is saying, that, you know, children, they don't see color. So just that perspective that she gives is so amazing, and I can't wait for that to that conversation to be had, which will be happening sooner than later. I can almost guarantee that it's going to happen before the end of the year, because it's very relevant. And I'm sure even if it doesn't happen by the end of the year, it's still going to be relevant. But as things are getting a little bit better, I will have her come, you know, to the podcast office, and we can actually have a face-to-face conversation where the audio will be so much better. So it is going to happen, but again, really, because we've already done it, but it's going to be worth waiting for. I promise you, it will be, because she's amazing. So anyway, until next time, guys, you can find me on Instagram at Mixed Babble or Blonde. My personal account is Blonde underscore Blasian. That's Blonde underscore Blasian. That's my personal account. And if you have any advice or questions, you can email Mixed Babble Podcast, and that's MIXEDBABBLE podcast at gmail.com. So until next time, don't forget to wear your masks, even though it sometimes it does suck, it is necessary. All right, guys, see you next week. Hopefully. Bye.